This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Many small businesses and freelancers in Austin are still feeling the gut punch from the cancellation of South by Southwest. And as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, coronavirus precautions could mean a slow spring for those who count on the busy festival season to boost their bottom line.
Cindy Lowe spent the weekend after South by Southwest was canceled, reassessing things. She is the owner of Red Velvet Events. Lowe and her 27 employees have a reputation for transforming spaces, like houses or hotel conference rooms, into experiences for her clients, like Mercedes-Benz and Tito's Vodka. The loss of South by Southwest could have been worse for her.
Because of the way our contracts are written, we get paid for all of the planning up to the point. So that actually didn't hurt us financially. It hurt more the hourly contractors.
Unfortunately, though, the temporary workers she hired for the week now are all cut.
We had 822 hours on the books that were supposed to be paid out to these contractors, and they're not. And so that's the painful part, is that that's people that, you know, were saving up probably for this time to kind of catch up or maybe get ahead, and now they can't. And so that's unfortunate.
To put that into perspective, that's like you and 19 of your coworkers not getting paid for a week. Over its 34 years, a financial ecosystem has grown up around South by Southwest. Big companies may sponsor events, but they hire locally to put them into action. Amanda Fairman worked as one of those local freelancers for live music events. At the end of last year, she and her best friend decided to put all of their festival experience to work and open their own print shop, Bluebonnet Custom Graphics.
We're both at a point where we want to kind of grow with what we're doing, and I want to take something that's, you know, maybe not as gig heavy and start doing something more like this. So we launched the print shop and everything started to take off.
She said they had $50,000 in orders for t-shirts, bags, flyers, the swag you get from shows and conferences.
That was the biggest number we've ever gotten to, so we were really excited to even see that on paper and just seeing it in quotes. But it was just like, it was heartbreaking because Friday was just like, and it's all gone.
For some small business owners and freelancers, South by Southwest is their Black Friday, Christmas, Super Tuesday, whatever metaphor you prefer. Without it, things are bad. And without other events on Austin's calendar, conditions could get real dire.
And if that's going to happen, we have to kind of get a new strategy. We still want to help our live music friends. We still want to do all that. But there's a good chance that we're going to have to find other avenues, and, you know, it may be more business cards and more this and more that, because there's going to be more people looking for work.
The city of Austin and Travis County this week expanded the ban on mass gatherings, hoping to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus. Officials are allowing big events that check specific boxes, according to Stephanie Hayden with Austin Public Health.
Some of the things that we are going to be looking at as far as the criteria would be crowd density, whether it's going to be an indoor or outdoor event, the layout of the venue, whether the event is a registered or a non-registered event, the number of participants that may be coming from areas that are affected by the COVID-19 outbreak within the last 14 days of that event.
MotoGP, the world's top level of motorcycle racing, postponed its Austin race to November. The race was to take place the first weekend in April at Circuit of the Americas and would have been MotoGP's first event of the year after two other races were canceled or postponed due to virus concerns. Today, it was announced that the Austin Urban Music Festival will be postponed. It was supposed to happen the last weekend of the month. That leaves 18 events that still fall into the category of being reviewed by Austin Public Health. And that's just the big stuff. Corporate meetings and conferences of all sizes are all on the ropes. Austin Mayor Steve Adler said last week the city will deal with all ramifications of cancellations. One of those ramifications will be financial insecurity for a city that has not had much of it in the last decade. Cindy Lowe with Red Velvet says since last week, opening up her email or picking up the phone has been difficult.
What really is hurting us, honestly, is this future fear. So April, May, and June, they're starting to see, wow, okay, if you can't have South By, then maybe you can't have my April program. And they're starting to inquire about that and cancel it. And so that's what's scary.
This week, Lowe and her team are reassessing their future. Their yearly goal is probably unattainable. For now, they hold on. Amanda Fairman is still hoping to finish some work for Austin Rodeo to sustain the print shop. In the meantime, She'll pick up some live music production shifts, assuming there will be some of those. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.